We begin Yoshami on Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, the second wide line, Tani HaPiseach. Tani HaPiseach B'Yud Hei, V'Choysem B'Yud Hei, Harei Ze Chacham. The Vice says one who begins a long bracha with Yud Kei, which is Hashem's proper name, and concludes with Yud Kei, he is a Chacham. Ba'alef Lamed, V'Choysem Ba'alef Lamed, Harei Ze Bur, Ba'alef Lamed, V'Choysem B'Yud Kei, Harei Ze Beneini. If he begins with Aleph Lamed Elikenu and concludes with Aleph Lamed, then he is a crude person because he didn't mention Hashem's proper name at all. If he begins with Aleph Lamed and concludes with Yud Kei, he is an average person. The ending is the primary part. If he begins with Yud Kei and concludes with Aleph Lamed, this is a deviation, which means heresy, because he makes Aleph Lamed primary. Haminim Shalu Esobi Simloi. Kama Elohus Bo Es Oilam. The heretics asked Rabbi Simlai, how many deities created the world? Amalhen, Veli Atem Shoelim, Lechu Vishalu Es Adam Arishoin, Shinema, Kishal, Na, Leyamim Arishoinim, Begayme, Asher Bo Elohim Adam, Ala Oretz, Ing Sivkan Ela, the Min Hayim, Asher Bo Elohim Adam, Ala Oretz. Rabbi Simlai said, you ask me, go and ask, means go and learn from the Pasuk about the creation of Adam Arishoin, that it says in Dram, Perek Dalad, Pasuk Lamed Beis, so ask now regarding the early days that were before you, since the day that God created man upon earth, it does not say Bo Elohim Adam ala Oret, rather Lemin Hayem Asher Bo Elohim Adam ala Oret means it's written in the singular, not in the plural. Amulei Ba'akziv Breishis Bo Elohim. The heretic says, yeah, but it says Breishis Bo'a, something else created Elohim. Amalehen V'chibo Akziv Inksiv Kan Ela Bo'a. The Simnai says back, but it didn't. Does it say Baru? It says Bara in the singular. Amav Simnai Kamakam Shepoka Minim Shivasam Besidan. So the Simnai said, whenever the heretics preached, means for the proof for their heresy, their refutation is right there. Chazur Shalu Oisei Ma Ahin Dichsiv Naase Adam Misalmine Kidim Seinu. The heretics asked, what's the meaning of the pasuk in Bereishis Aleph pasuk Chavav? Let us make man in our image and in our form. Amalehem Vayivu Elokim Es Adam Betzamam In Ksivkan Ela. Rav Simlai answered that the pasuk in Bereishis Aleph pasuk Chav Zayin does not say an Elohim created plural es Adam b'samai, rather Elohim singular vayivra Elohim es Adam b'samai is written in the singular. Amru lo tamidav leilu dechisei v'kana lanu ma'at meshiv. If tamidim asked him, you rejected them with a flimsy rejection, but how do you answer us? Amru lehen l'sha'ava Adam nivra min ha'afar v'chava nivra min Adam v'adam ve'elech. But Salmenu Kidimusainu, he Esha Leish Bla Isha, Vi Esha Leish Bla Ish, he Esha Lishnehim Leishchina. But Simlai answered, in the past, Adam was created from earth and Chav was created from Adam, but from Adam and onwards, Nase Adam Salmenu Kidimusainu means all are born through a partnership. It's impossible for a man to have a child without a woman, it's impossible for a woman without a man, and it's impossible for both of them without the Shechina. Chaz Vishalu Oisei, Ma Hahin Zichsiv, Kel Elohim Hashem, Kel Elohim Hashem Hu Yodeh. The heretics asked, what's the meaning of the pasuk in Yeshua Chof Beis Perk Pasuk Chof Beis, Kel Elohim Hashem, Kel Elohim Hashem Hu Yodeh. The repetition seems to imply multiple deities. Amalehen Hem Yodim Inksiv Kan Ela Hu Yodeh Ksiv. So Simlai answered, but it does not say Hem Yodim plural, but rather Hu Yodeh, which is in the singular. Amulai Tamidav Rebbe Le'ilu Dechisa V'Kana Lanu Ma'atam Eishiv. His Talmidim said to me, you rejected them with a flimsy rejection, but how do you answer us? Amalehen, Shlashtam, Shem Echad, Ke'inesh Ta'ama, Besilayus, Kesar, Augustus. Reb Simlai answered, all three of them are one name, like a person who says, Basilius, Kesar, Augustus, which means all three refer to a king. Chazu, Vashalu, Aisai, Ma, Hahen, Dechsiv, Kel, Elikim, Hashem, Dibe, Vayikra, Arad. Heretic said, what's the meaning of Kel, Elikim, Hashem, Dibe, Vayikra, Arad? Sounds like there's multiple deities again. Amalehen, Vechi Dibu, Vayikru Ksiv, Kan, Engsiv, Kan, Dibber, Vayikru Arad. So Simlai asked, does it say in the plural, Dibu, Vayikru? It says in the singular, Dibber, Vayikru Arad. Amulai, Tamidav, Rabbi Le'elu Dechisu, Vekane, Vlana Mata, Meshiv. His students asked, you rejected them with a flimsy rejection, but how do you answer us? Amalehen, Shlashtam, Shem Echad, Ge'inish Ta'ama, Amnon, Benayan, Arich Tik Nantan. Rav Simlai said, all three of them are one name, like a person who says, V'amanon, V'anyan, Arich tikkunentan. All three refer to one who knows how to build. Chazav v'shalu oisai ma'u dechsev ki elokim kadoshim hu. The heretics asked, what's the meaning of ki elokim kadoshim hu? Sounds like it's plural. Amalahen kadoshim hema enksiv kanele hu keil kanehu. Rav Simonai answered, it does not say kadoshim hema in the plural, but rather hu keil kanehu in the singular. Amalai tamidav rebi le'ilu dechise bekane v'lanema tameshiv. His student said, you rejected them with a flimsy rejection, but how do you answer us? Amar, if you say lahen, kadosh b'chol minei kudushos, and Simonai answered, he is kadosh with all different types of kudushos of holiness. Tam Rav Yudan, b'shem Rav Acha b'ah kadosh b'ochu, darchoi b'kadusha, she say hiluchoi b'kadusha, v'yishuvoi b'kadusha, she say dibui b'kadusha, sifa suroyoi b'kadusha, noiva v'adi b'kadusha, as you say. Rav Yudan, quoting Rav Acha, said HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way is with Kedusha, his going is with Kedusha, his sitting is with Kedusha, his speech is with Kedusha, his stretching is, his arm is with Kedusha, he is Noiva V'Adir V'Kedusha. Darkei V'Kedusha, Elikim V'Kedush, Darkecha, Hiluchai V'Kedusha, Halichai Skeli Marki V'Kedush, Moshe V'Kedush, Elikim Yashav Al-Kisei Kol Choy, Tiboi V'Kedusha, Elikim Tiber, as you say, Bekodchoi. Chasifa Zoya Bekodusha. Osaf Hashem Zoya Kodchoi. Noiva Va'ad Bekodusha. Mi Kamoicha Neda Bakaydish. His way is with Kedusha, as Pasuk says in Tehillim, Perek Ayin Zayin Pasuk, Yud Dalad. Hashem, your way is in sanctity. His going is with Kedusha, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim Samaches, Pasuk Chafei. God, the ways of my God, my King, in sanctity. His sitting is with Kedusha, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Perek Mem Zayin, Pasuk Tes, Hashem has sat upon his holy throne. His speech is with Kedusha, as it says in Tehillim, Perek Samach, Pasuk Ches, Hashem spoke in his sanctuary, or in his holiness. His stretching his arm is with Kedusha, as the Pasuk says in Yishayah Perek Nun Beis Pasuk Yud, Hashem has revealed his holy arm. He is Noiva V'Adir, awesome and powerful, the Kedusha, as the Pasuk says in Shmois Perek Tesvav Pasuk Yud Aleph, who is like you, powerful in the holy place. Chazu V'Shalu Esai Ma'ahen Dechsev Mi Goy Godol Asher Loi Elikim Koyim Elav. The heretics then asked, what is the meaning of the Pasuk in Dvarim Perek Dalet Pasuk Zayin, who is the great nation that Elikim is close to him. Sounds like, again, that it's plural. Amalahen, Kashem, Elikainu, Bechokorinu, Elihem, Le'enksiv, Kana'ela, Bechokorinu, Elav. Rav Simonai answered, like Hashem, our God, all those who call out to him, doesn't say Elihem, to him, to them, but rather, it says, Elav, to him. Amalai Tamidav, Rebbe, Le'elu, Dachisa, Bekane, Lanu, Ma'ata, Meshiv. The Talmud and the students asked, you rejected them with a flimsy rejection, but how do you answer us? Amalahen koroz b'chol minei kreivos. Why the plural who is Rav Simonai said, because he is close to us with all kinds of closeness. The Amar Pinchas b'shem Rav Yehuda bar Simon, Avodazor, Niris Koreva, Reino Ela Vachika. Rav Pinchas, quoting Rav Yehuda bar Simon, said, idolatry appears to be close, but really it's far. My timer, Yisra'uhu al kasef Yisavluhu, Vagayme, Soifdava, Elahai imoi bevayis uhutsayek ad sheyomo sula yishma v'liyoshia mitzavasei. What's the source? It's a pasuk in Yeshayah Perek Mem Vav, pasuk Zayin, they bear it, on the shoulder they carry it, etc. The end of the matter is that the idol is with the idolater in the house, and he screams until he dies, and it does not hear and does not save him from his affliction. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nira rachoik bein korov memenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to be far, but really there's no one closer than him. The Amar Levi, Me'aretz ad Rekia Mahalech Hei Me'os Shana, Rekia Rekia Mahalech Tafkuf Shana, Ve'avav Shal Rekia Tafkuf Shana, Ve'chein Lekor Rekia Rekia. As Levi said, from the land to the Rekia, to the heavens, is 500-year journey, and between one Rekia and another is 500-year journey, and the thickness of every Rekia is 500-year journey, and so it is for every Rekia. Ve'amar Rachia Rabbi Chalbe B'Shem Rabbi Abba Smuka Af Kalfi Achayos Mahalich Hei Me'os Shana V'Chamesh Esrei Minyan Yeshua. Rav Brachia and Rav Chalbe, quoting Rabbi Abba Smuka, said that even the hooves of the Chayos under the Kisei HaKavod, as we find in the first Perek of Yechezkel, is a 515-year journey, as is the gematria of the phrase Yeshua. See how elevated he is above our world, and the person enters the Beis Knesset, stands in the, behind a pillar, and prays in a whisper, and Hashem hears his prayer. Shneimar v'chanehi medaberes al libah v'aksoser nois v'koyle leyishma v'hevin hakadosh baruch hu es tfilasa. As we find in the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph Peg Aleph pasuk Yud Gimel, Hannah was speaking to her heart, meaning that her lips were moving, but her voice could not be heard, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard her prayer. V'chein kol b'yosav sh'neimar tfila l'aniki yatev v'adam ha-masich v'oizen chaviru yuhu shemir. The same applies to everyone, as we find in Tehillim Pek of Beis Pasuk Aleph, where it says, tfila l'aniki yatev, like a person who speaks in his friend's ear, and the ear and the friend hears. V'chi yesh lecha Eleika Korov Mize, Shihu Korov Lebi Yosav, Kamite La'izen. Is there any deity closer than this, that he's close to his creations, like from the mouth to the ear, like when one speaks in the ear of a friend?